This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oh, those last-minute things to do before winter comes waltzing in. Putting away the outdoor furniture and figuring out what to do with those glazed pots for the winter. I don't always manage to store them, as I often use some of them for winter container displays, and for a while, I had nowhere else to put them. The question is, can the glazing endure our winters? Some do, some don't. The ones that have cracks in them are a little trickier. The most important thing is that your pots are dry as we enter winter and stay as dry as possible. If there's an opportunity for water to get under those cracks, then you'll likely see damage in the spring. What happens is the moisture in the soil will freeze, thaw, which causes expanding and contracting. It's the same thing that happens to our plants. We call that heaving, and it can lift the plants right out of the ground. If you keep containers dry, you shouldn't have a problem. I now have a large covered front porch where I generally place at least one winter display. Still, I plan on leaving a couple of them out in the elements. I've done it for years. I take out about half the soil that naturally happens when I remove the spent plants anyway, and then I'll put in spruce branches or other fun stuff for winter color and leave them alone. That means I don't water them. I spray paint my dried sedum flowers red and or gold to add a festive look to the arrangement. You could also do this with dried hydrangea flowers. We'll discuss this further in another Garden Bite. Back to the pots. You could clean them out, flip them upside down, and cover them. If you have a very expensive glazed container, you should consider that. I usually try to buy these at the end of the season when they're on sale, so I'm willing to risk a little damage. Terracotta pots can also suffer from winter damage. I usually put these in the shed. Check out GardenBite.com for all the info. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.